Greeting, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Kevin and Andrew, and this is the Jayhawk Talk Podcast. Coming to you two Sundays in a row. It is March, Andrew. It is time to cross out your calendar. Just go ahead and book the rest of the month. It is time for college basketball and college basketball only. That's all that's going on. It's March. Andrew, how you feeling?
Kevin, it's 65 degrees outside. Yeah. The sun is out, or it was out. It's nighttime now, but the sun was out. You could smell like the fresh grass clippings in the air because everyone in the neighborhood decided, like, oh, let's get the first mow in, even though they didn't really need to do it. All the kids were outside on their bikes, on their little mini four wheelers. These things that Johnson County kids have, I don't get it. But yeah, not only does it mean it's time to go outside and play, it also means that it's time to stay inside and play basketball because it is March officially. We're recording this on Sunday, March 1st. Before we get into it, yesterday was Leap Day. A lot of people think Leap Day is fun and cool.
Not me.
And like, oh, yeah, it's a just thing that happens once every 4 years. I just think it's one more day that prevents us from getting to March.
Agreed. Total cock block.
Yeah, so you have March or February 28th. You have it. You're ready to go. Like, yeah, tomorrow's March. No, not going to happen. We're going to put a whole day, a whole 24 hours in your way before you get to March. But we survived Leap Day yesterday, Kevin, and now we're into March. We've got two games left in the Big 12 race, and we'll get into what that race looks like. And then we've got the conference tournament, and then we've got Selection Sunday in two Sundays?
Wow.
Is it two or three?
Three
Sundays. So on...
Right?
Well...
Yeah. Not this Sunday. Not next Sunday. Right?
But it's the 15th. Yeah. So it's two Sundays.
It is two Sundays. You're right.
It's two Sundays. Jesus. March 15th. 2 weeks from today.
Look at me.
Is Selection Sunday. That's crazy. We've got a couple games left. A lot to talk about. This season feels like it flew by.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because we didn't podcast. We're just really started podcasting. But I don't know, Kevin. One storyline from this season, before we get into the Big 12 race, before we get into kind of the rest of the season and how it plays out, including Udoka Azubuike and his injury update. Let's just dive into this K-State game and just clear it off our plate. I'm done with K-State after we talk about it now. K-State's over. They've clinched last place, so we're not going to play him again unless we somehow slip up and don't get the one seed in the Big 12 tournament. So I'm just ready to clear my plate of the Cats. Let's talk about this disgusting, dirty game that we ended up winning, which is what makes it good. But what do you think about this game on Saturday, Kevin?
It was pretty hard to watch, was my reaction to it. 62-58, K-State was actually playing, you know, decent basketball for the first time basically all year. You know, you saw a lot of K-State timelines on Twitter saying, like, gosh, if they'd have played like this, maybe we'd have won a few games more than the nine games we won all year, which is probably true. And I think they've had some discord there within the team and just hasn't worked this year. Obviously, it was a mess. But of course, they came to play against Kansas, which we knew they would. And unfortunately, we didn't. We just, you know, looked pretty poor on defense. Couldn't score the basketball, although we did score 35 points in the first half. The problem was they scored 34, which is quite a few for KU to give up, particularly this season. So Doak going down obviously was the story of the game and probably a big reason for the struggles. We know this team looks different without Doak. We have seen it, and there's a reason why he's playing 30 plus minutes a game. It just wasn't our day. Thankfully got out of there. There's going to be games like that, Andrew. There always are, particularly on the road. and somehow, you know, they escaped and got the W. So I agree with you though. I don't want to talk about K-State much. So any other thoughts on this game?
Right. And I think that we've learned that without Udoka Azubuike on the team looks a lot differently. But fortunately, when we don't have Udoka Azubuike, we do have an All-American on the team who is probably going to be Big 12 Player of the Year, and that is Devon Dotson, yeah, who scored 25 points in this game, went 8 for 11 from the field, and looked like the best player in the Big 12, and worthy of consideration for National Player of the Year, or at least first-team All-American honors. Was incredible in this game. He was the only player who scored in double digits. He scored 25. The next was David McCormick at 9. So this is a game where you have one of your pillars goes down, the other pillar remains strong and plays 38 minutes and just played his guts out. And I think he earned the Big 12 Player of the Year trophy in this game. What do you think about Devon?
Oh, I mean, he was a stud. He was to get 25 on, what do you say, 12 shots?
11 shots.
11 shots. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's just ridiculous. So
a lot of free throws, but that's him driving to the hole and getting fouled. And like that is part of basketball, and that is why he's good. He can, and not only he got to the hoop, he scored a lot of those. And it was and one, but he scored 8 free throws, 1 for 3 from 3-point line. And, you know, beyond the numbers, was the captain, was the floor leader, was the guy who said, okay, we need Dotson to get something for us here. And he did.
Yeah. We had nothing from the 3-point line all day. And it was clear this is going to be one of those games where you just needed somebody to step up and drive. It felt like, a Tyshawn Taylor get to the rack game, a Sharon Collins drive and no offense, just let him drive game. You know, Frank Mason drive game. It was that where you just had nothing else going and you just got to get somebody to get to the rack and get fouled. And that's your offense and whatever, it worked. And it was necessary because we didn't have much else. And that's that. There will be games like that, and usually you want your defense, and Kansas has been, this is what has made them special all year, is their defense has stepped up so much that we can survive those types of games, and we have survived some of those types of games. And thankfully, we held them to 24 points in the second half and really nothing down the stretch, which obviously turned the game. And I would say, Andrew, this had the chance to be a very difficult game for me from a pocketbook standpoint throughout the game. It was.
Did you do some live betting? I didn't follow your Twitter.
You didn't want to. It was the world was crumbling at our feet for a while there. On this podcast, I think we had we looked at KenPom, who projected this as what, a 12 or 13, 14 point game. I can't remember. And I said,
yeah, somewhere, I think it could have been 11, if I remember right. But, you know, it's around there.
And I said on the podcast, I distinctly remember thinking, I think it's going to be closer than that. And you were like, no way. Well, then I convinced myself that you were right and I was wrong, that we were going
to
blow them out.
Oh, don't listen to me. And don't blame this on me.
No, I'm not. And then the eventual line ended up pretty close to that. It was like 11 and a half or 12. And I liked KU at 11 and a half. And next thing you know, it's 7.5 live, and then it's 5.5 live, and then it gets down to 2.5 live. And so I of course can't pass up 2.5 live or 3.5 live. And so I put a few larger wagers on those two numbers. And I thought Marcus was going to screw it up at the end with missing 2 free throws, and they were going to go back and make a bucket to murder me. But thankfully, the 4-point win was exactly what I needed.
All right, so hold on. Where did you end up ahead in this game?
Or yeah,
did you
considerably, only because the bets got bigger and bigger as the numbers got smaller and smaller.
So what was your liability? Let's say we win the game by 1, or let's say we lose the game. What's your liability?
I'm not going to get into the numbers.
Is it like a nice bottle of wine?
It would have been a
case of wine.
It would have been maybe a couple good cases of wine.
A couple good cases of wine was your liability?
Depends how good we're talking.
We're talking something, a wine club.
Okay, probably a case of wine.
A case of wine from a wine club?
Yeah.
That's a pretty big
from one of your wine clubs, one of your fancy wine clubs.
Ooh, okay.
But thankfully, okay, if
now, had, now, we're, not, now here, we're talking.
Here's the issue though. If it had been a 2-point game, it would have been the same, almost the same wine club issue. I would have lost a considerable amount. But when it got to 3 points, now we're back to even. When it got to 4 points, I won a pretty decent box of wine, if you will.
Okay, well, drinks on you.
How about
cheers
that?
Cheers to the Jayhawks for pulling this game off. How about you. That? For a little capper to that.
It was ugly. It was disgusting.
It was an ugly, ugly win. But the other ugly thing to come out of it was Udoka Azubuike's ankle. We got an update today from Bill Self that he's got a sprain to that right ankle.
Yeah.
Right ankle? What? Either one.
One of them.
And we may not see him for senior night on Wednesday.
That sucks.
Against TCU. Of course, we've got Wednesday, TCU, and then we've got at Texas Tech on Saturday. Kevin, should we just shut him down?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I mean, I'm looking at KenPom here. KenPom says that we're supposed to win this game against TCU by, what is it? I don't know, 20 or 18 points, something like that. I think that's, you know, after seeing TCU knock off our the Baylor Bears, maybe it's a little closer than that. But I think that if we can win this game without him, I think you definitely, I mean, you know, maybe you address him and he's sort of a, I don't know, you start him and let him, you know, do his senior night thing and get him out of there after a minute or something. If he's, you know, I don't know it, if there is a legit possibility of him not being, or it getting worse for him playing, I say you'd shut him down to the postseason. There's no upside, right?
No upside. I mean, it depends on what we think we're at. Cause I think we're in a pretty good spot in terms of a number one seed. And it depends on how important we think that overall number one is. I still think we'd be in a good spot for that if we lost a game or two to still get that number one overall.
Yeah, I think so too.
So, by, I mean, out of just, you know, our own strength in our scheduling and our wins in maybe a little bit of luck, we've kind of played ourselves into a position where if Doak has to sit a game or two, we're kind of in an okay spot where that's going to be okay. Now, going to Texas Tech is going to be a little more difficult, but maybe he can play on Saturday and have that ready to go and be the test up, or sit him there too and have him sit out basically almost 2 weeks to get that ankle healthy.
But here's the difference. You know, here's the difference maker now. Silvio's back.
Silvio is back.
So that makes it a lot different on Saturday.
Saturday.
I think it is Saturday. I think you're right. I think it might be Saturday.
So we had some words for Silvio on the last podcast, and those words were when, not like derogatory, or we're just more objectively saying, when he comes back, will he get minutes? Now, I've had some maybe a change of heart a little bit in the past week, and you know, obviously circumstances have changed with Udoka getting hurt. But do you still think that he's just going to ride the bench out for the rest of the year, or do you think he's got a role to play?
Well, you know, if Doak is sitting, he definitely has a role to play. He would have been playing minutes this game for sure. If he was available to dress, and not just because he wanted to go dunk the ball on K-State. There was a definite need for another big guy when you see Doak hobble into the locker room and you look down the bench and it's basically Big Dave. That's it. And you got to remember, Big Dave fouled out in 4 minutes the last game. The next thing you know, he's the only big left on the bench. Yeah, I think it would have sure been nice to have Silvio around. And that will definitely be the case if they do decide to rest Doak, which I still think is probably the right choice if there's any risk. Now, ankles are funny things, right? I mean, sprained ankle can mean anything. And when he went down, it kind of looked like a sprained ankle. And my wife was like, oh, God, you know, he could be out for the – and I'm like, yeah, it's a sprained ankle. And I was like, they can suck. But I'm happy with the sprained ankle over, you know, certainly other options. And usually – usually they can get back from those things. I hope that's the case here.
I think so too. I thought that as well. I saw him just roll that ankle. He landed on somebody on a rebound, and the folks around me were like, oh no. But in my head was, okay, he'll probably be back by the end of the half. Just, you know, get it taped up, get it stretched out. Usually those things work out well. But the other side of that is he's a big dude. There's a lot of big muscles and a lot of weight that's going on those joints, on those ligaments, it's got to be tough. That it can't. And sure. I think Bill Self said this today, or maybe it was yesterday in the post game, that because of that, it's, you can't treat it like, you know, Kevin playing pickup. You know, this is a high caliber athlete. That,
hey, wait a minute. What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that, like, Doak's, I care more about Doak's ligaments than I do about yours. That's what I'm saying.
I how dare you, first of all, but I agree. I actually care more about Doak's ligaments than my own ligaments. So
yeah, I'd donate my ligament in a second if you get to play. But I mean, that's one senior. I mean, at least he's going to be able to give a speech. Hopefully he's going to be out there, play a little bit on Wednesday, as long as there's no pain and he's fully ready to go. But otherwise, you know, come dressed in sweats, give your awesome speech at the end, and, you know, enjoy the senior night. Hopefully we get a win there, but knowing that we don't necessarily need it, we'd like to have it. I like wins.
Yeah, me too. Plus, this win would give us a share of the Big 12 title, which you want to be able to do at home, right? I mean, you want to be able to have that experience at home. Thank you again to the Horned Frogs for knocking off Baylor to give that or to make that a possibility, and that would be huge. And then you got no stress going into the Texas Tech game, right? And so, I mean, you don't want to lose on senior night. That's the reality. You do not want to lose on senior. We have to figure out a way to win that game, even without Doak. I think we can, but obviously, it sure be nice to have him out there. Andrew, let's. I do have a question. I saw this going around Twitter, and I feel very strongly about this, and I wanted to get your thoughts. How do you spell Doak?
What do you mean? Like,
if you were going to write out Doak, how do you spell it?
Oh, interesting. D-O-K-E.
Thank you. So you and I are among what appears to be a minority view on this.
Really?
Yeah.
D-O-K is the other?
Yes. Isn't that crazy? I think that's nuts. That's freaking nuts. I was more mad about that than anything going around on Twitter.
It's tough to read D-O-K and not think Doc.
Doc, right? Yes, thank you.
We're not in the majority here?
No, we're not. And it's nuts. Our guy Gifhawk put out a poll. It's like 24% agree with us. It was a lot of votes.
Are you kidding me?
There were a lot of votes on it, too. This is
a
small sample size.
There's a lot of dumb people in the world.
Tell me about it.
I've never seen anyone say D-O-K.
Oh, yeah, it's out there.
I've never seen it.
It's out there. I could not agree with you more. I'm so glad that you're on the right side of this argument.
His name doesn't have an E at the end after the K. I understand that, but that doesn't mean his nickname can't be D-O-K-E.
Right.
It just spells out better, and you know what you're saying. Because we're phonetically taking a chunk of his name. I just want to make sure that phonetic chunk that we're taking out to be
you
a nickname.
You say it right.
Is said right. Otherwise, like, oh yeah, Doc's over here just killing it.
Yeah.
Although Doc's is a cool nickname.
I mean, it is a cool nickname. Especially
but
with
like,
a K.
That's not his nickname is Doak. How have we not run into this before? This guy has been here for 4 years. He's having his senior night speech on Wednesday, and we're just now discussing how to spell his nickname?
No. I don't think there's any discussion to be had. There's one way to spell his nickname, and I have for the longest, or basically since the beginning of time, spelled it D-O-K-E. And then I see this poll, and I immediately respond, obviously, with a hot take, apparently a hot take, to say, that's ridiculous. It's D-O-K-E. And next thing you know, my timeline's blowing up with people disagreeing with me. I couldn't believe it. I wanted to block all of them.
Well, this is a question that needs to be asked of Udoka, especially at the NCAA tournament when, you know, randos from the Poughkeepsie Press get to ask questions of these student athletes. Doak, how do you spell your nickname if someone's going to call you Doak?
Yeah.
I'd like to know his answer.
Very important. In fact, I don't.
Actually, listen, I don't care.
I don't even care. I was just going to say, if he says D-O-K, I'm going to be like, thanks, Doug.
He's wrong.
D-O-K. It's like when Christian Brown tells me it's Brown. It's like, you're wrong. That's not what it is. All right.
It's D-O-K. Moving on. Everybody who thinks differently is also wrong. And wrong. You know what? If you want to live your life being wrong, I support your decision.
Whatever
I just want you to know that it's wrong.
100%. All right. Thank you, Andrew, for making...
I can't believe this is a thing. Was there a tweet about this? I need to go back and look at this.
No, it's like
I don't,
literally
because I
a
don't
thing.
Believe you.
It's nuts. All right. While you're doing that, take a look. Jifok had a poll. Check the poll. See what the most recent numbers are. While you're doing that, let's put a bow on the K-State game. I don't want to talk about K-State anymore. They suck.
Nope.
They're terrible.
Done.
It's brutal. I don't want to hear a thing about
them.
Unless
we meet you in the Big 12 tournament, it's not likely. We'll beat you there too. I'm done. With
Done.
Talking about K-State, hey, go get a better team and we'll play again next year.
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan. Andrew, we did not write really much of a rundown here, but I did write on this plate, South/Midwest. I think we're talking about bracketology now. Is that correct?
Bracketology. We'd have a drop. Remember when you did drops on this podcast?
Yeah, that's back when I did, like, you know, worked at this.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Bracketology.
Yeah, I don't think we had that drop, but...
Bracketology. Yeah. So the first thing that, or this is a change, the first time they've done this is that if you are the overall number one seed, you get to choose what region you're in. So if we do end up being the number one overall seed, which is, it's a good possibility. I don't want to speak too soon, but we're definitely on track for that. We get to pick where we want to go. And I think it's come down to, we don't want to go to the East. We don't go to the West. We can choose the Midwest or we can choose the South. So that means we can go to Indianapolis or we can go to Houston. Where do you want to go? Let me lay out the case here for each one, and then I'm going to let you pick. Indianapolis is closer. Close to a big alumni base in Chicago. I wouldn't say that Indianapolis itself is a big alumni base. Close, you can drive there easily on I-70.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay.
Downside, a lot of the better teams from the Big Ten and then Dayton and then Kentucky, Louisville are going to want to go there too and couldn't end up
and
in
they're closer. They're, those places
they're
are
a lot,
closer.
They're a lot,
a lot closer.
They're a lot closer. If you're not from there, but a lot of those states like Louisville and Indianapolis, very close together. Kentucky fans will drive up to Indianapolis. I mean, it's very close. The rivalry between Kentucky and Indiana is a rivalry because they're incredibly close together.
Right.
Completely different conferences, just something you don't think about. So that's a negative there. If you want to avoid teams like Kentucky, Louisville, if they end up in that region, which they wouldn't necessarily. Then you go and you choose Houston. Houston, a little bit further away, tougher drive, but you can just drive down 35 and then kind of make your meander your way to Houston. Big alumni base in Houston, cheaper flights to Houston, Big 12 state choosing to go to Houston, which who knows what that means. Indiana, Big 10 state, Texas, Big 12/SEC, but there's, you know, Big 12 interests in Texas, a lot of recruiting in Texas, and folks from Texas come to KU and go to Big 12 schools. So downside, I don't know. You're kind of choosing a spot where you're trying to think you're going to play easier teams, and that shows you're scared. I don't think we're scared.
No.
So what do you pick?
I choose the Midwest.
Why?
Because I don't think it makes any sense for us to start overthinking this. I think Kansas has always wanted to be in the Midwest. This rule change is nice and all, and I think makes sense for certain teams in certain places. And I agree you should give the overall one seed every advantage possible because they have earned it and they deserve it. But you are also the overall number one seed, and I think that generally speaking, you should we should have no fear of anybody in the Midwest. I don't want to see any nonsense about Kansas fans going, "Oh, we sure got the toughest five seed." Oh, we sure got, because we should not give any shits about that. We have the best team in the country. You got the Midwest number one seed, which is at the beginning of the year exactly what you're trying to achieve. Am I right?
Right.
And so what else is there? I mean, if we start getting choosy about the South, and like, here's the only reason you pick the South, in my opinion, is just to mess with Baylor. like that's the only reason. Otherwise, I just don't have any desire to.
But like in the tournament, and maybe it's different this year because Baylor's good, and we may face them at the end. But when you root for the Big 12, you support the Big 12. You don't like have these terrible thoughts towards Scott Drew once we get to the tournament. But maybe it's different this year. But I agree. But I think you're right. Line them up and knock them down. We don't care where we're going to go. As Michael Beasley said, you know, we'll play you in Kansas City. We'll play you in Africa. We'll play you on the moon. We'll play you wherever. We don't care if it's in Houston, Indianapolis. We'll go. And I think that, you know, that's our mindset.
Hey, real talk.
Pick Midwest and be done with it.
Hey, stay woke. Real talk. Maybe it doesn't matter because coronavirus is going to keep anyone from able to go to the games. Did you see this? The NCAA put this up there?
I did. And I don't know what the source was. Who actually said that?
I don't remember. I just saw it on Twitter. It looked official, but I don't remember.
Well, I can make something that looks official.
Yeah.
But, you know, this isn't necessarily out of the realm of possibility. This happens in Europe. This has happened already for big-time soccer games over there in Italy. They're playing games without fans, which has got to be the weirdest thing. The only time I can remember that happening in the United States, in this country, was a baseball game, and maybe it was after the Boston Marathon bombing, or I can't remember what exactly the reason was, but it was an empty stadium. It wasn't for any health reason, but like that's got to be the wildest thing. It almost feel like a pickup game. I guess you could watch it on TV. Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's wild.
Yeah. Think about the gyms that KU has played in where you're like, God, this doesn't feel like a real environment. Like, you know, I don't know, Maui to some extent, or, you know, when we have to play in like some conference room at the,
Battle for Atlantis.
Battle for Atlantis. You know, whatever. Where you're just like, this is weird. Like, take that and times 1,000 for an NCAA tournament game with like, what? I don't even know what sound. Like Bill Self yelling out and like family there. And I mean, you don't bring the band if you can't bring it. Like what? What's going on? Is it like NBA style? Like they just have like so like, maybe a like maybe you get like a DJ who just starts being, you know, like being the like the hype man during the game just to have some sound. That'd be
for
nuts.
Who? For the players?
Yeah, just for, you know, just like just for both teams, you know, whatever. Maybe you pick your own hype man. Who would our hype man be? Snoop.
Yeah. This season.
Let me answer that for you. Snoop.
Yeah. I was gonna come up with something like clever, but like that's the answer. That's the answer. I don't think that's going to happen.
That'd be nuts. I don't think so either.
No, I mean, because it's not here yet. And if this was maybe, well, and maybe in a month, who knows? But, you know, I don't know.
I have an update.
That's not going to happen.
I have an update for you.
But it's an interesting thought experiment.
Very important, Andrew. I have an update on Doak Gate.
Okay.
I texted our guy, Jeff Hawk. And it turns out he sent Doak a personal message. Is it Doc or Doak? And I saw him that he had done that. And so I messaged him. I was like, did he answer? And he said no, unfortunately. So we don't have a legitimate answer.
Well, but I thought I was going to get to the bottom of this.
But Gifhawk has threatened him if he doesn't answer, he is going to use Bieber music in his highlight video. So unless Doc wants
there's nothing
to,
wrong with that. That's not like that. Listen, that's not that much of a
listen. I mean,
threat.
I'm kind of with you on that. I mean, I'm kind of right. With, I mean, but listen. I'm kind of with you on that. But listen, he said. I messaged him. I was like, hey, is it Doc or Doak? Did he respond? And Gifhawk said, I've always been Doc. And I said, wow. What? And so I let him know. I said, hey, we're podcasting. I brought this up and we have tax on this, TAKS. And and he goes like six messages before he responds and says, tax. LOL. And then he finally got the joke, takes without an E, because it makes no effing sense to say tax, does it? T-A-K-S?
English,
no,
English
it's takes.
Is a tricky
we
language.
Have takes.
Right. You English is a tricky language, and we've got to abide by the rules we've set for ourselves. That means there needs to be an E there.
There has to be an E. I'm sorry. Okay, moving on. Andrew, I think we're going to stay in the Midwest. That's my guess. I would be surprised if Bill Self overthinks this. I think it would be overthinking it. Bring on every crappy Big 10 team that you want to bring into the bracketology. I don't care. Into the bracket. I do not care. Right now, if you're curious, Joe Lunardi has in the two line in the Midwest, Maryland, which I would
don't
be
care.
Just fine with.
Oh, that's Turge. That's fine. That's Turge.
I'd be just
don't
fine
care.
With.
Bring them on.
The 3 seed Kentucky, which is what you would expect. The 4 seed Bring Louisville, which is what you'd expect. The 5 seed Michigan State. All fine. I don't care
that's
about.
That's a pretty good regional. How about
that'd
that?
That'd be fun, though. Look at those teams.
All right.
That'd
bring them on. Legit. Don't care.
Now, if
bring
you're curious
on.
In the South, Baylor 1, obviously. Florida State 2. I think I would rather play any of those teams in Florida State. 3, Villanova. Obviously, that didn't go great the first time. 4, Auburn, which I don't want to play either. 5, Michigan, man. Who I really don't want to play either. I would hate that. I don't like the South at all. Let's stay out of the South, man. If Joe is right, get it out of here. Get it out. We're staying in the Midwest. Bring all those crappy Big Ten teams to me. Let's move on, Andrew. We already talked about senior night, but what we didn't mention was we got another senior on this
Isaiah
team.
Isaiah Moss. It feels like we're just getting to know him.
I know, right?
He was hurt at the beginning of the season, a game, and then kind of worked his way into the rotation and became meaningful. I don't think we've seen his best game yet. I know he had a couple early games where he had a bunch of three-pointers. I don't think we've seen his best game yet.
He's putting it together, though, man. Like, he's playing better defense. You could tell Bill's been getting on him. He's driving to the hole. I mean, he's starting to look like a complete player. Probably been good for him to come to Kansas, right? I mean, like, he was – remember the takes we got from our Iowa buddies who were like, yeah, you know, he's a pretty good three-point shooter, but that's it. You know, not a complete player, not a terrible defender. And you're seeing now, like, you know, you get a little bit different coach, get a little different culture, and boom, like, the guy turns into, you know, try-hard defense guy, which is great to see. And I really like him, man. I think he's been a nice addition to this team.
One thing about him, he's shooting 35% from three, which is pretty good. It's not probably where
below
we
his
want
average
him to
though,
be.
Right? His
career. Right. So, and I hate to compare anything to being a parent or having an infant, but maybe you can relate to what I'm saying here. And I don't mean to demean Isaiah Moss by making this comparison, but it's just the only thing I can
think. Are you calling Isaiah Moss an infant?
No. Just listen to what I have to say. When children develop, this is dad talk now, you know, because this is a dad podcast now. It's a dad cast. You know, we went from you know, 20s bachelor guy podcast into dad cast over the course of this 8 year run, right? So let me get back to my point here, and please. I'll make it quick because I've already labored it too much. when a kid's trying to learn how to walk, they may their speech development may fall back a little bit. They may regress a little bit, and then they learn how to walk, and then their speech improves a lot. And it may be vice versa. So here, I think his defense and his overall game has come along, but his three-point ability has taken a step back or two. So now that his overall game has taken some steps forward, now his three-point game can come back.
Okay. I think
hashtag
he's due. I think, I think he's going to make like 25 threes in March. And
he's due. Oh, okay. So we'll be done with talking about dad talk in Isaiah Moss here in a second. But who's a candidate for being a March warrior, we thought it was gonna be Quentin Grimes, like who 2 years ago,
Malik
Newman. We were hoping it was to be Quentin Grimes. It wasn't. Malik Newman, or, you know, we've had some of those guys in the past who March has come and they've completely turned it on. Who is the best candidate for that?
Wow, good question. And it's got to be someone who's not already a stud, right? So candidates are Ochai.
I think Ochai is the guy you hope it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the guy you hope. Because you got to keep – yeah, it's not Marcus. It's not Doak. It's not Dotson. So it has to be, I think you're right. It has to be one of three players. It has to be Ochai. It has to be maybe Christian Brown, or it has to be Moss. And I hope it's Ochai, man, because he's the guy that's playing 37 minutes a game, that, and Bill keeps keeping him out there to play those minutes. He has not looked that great to me over the course of the last month, and he's been somewhat of a liability in certain places. I know he brings energy. I know he's a good defender and is a solid part of the team. But when you see Christian Brown making half of his threes, and when you see, you know, what Moss can bring, from an offensive standpoint, and just you just don't know what you're getting with Ochai. And I hope he turns it on. I really do. 'Cause that would be the guy. If he turns into Malik Newman March version 2 years ago, then we're cooking, man. If we got three guys that are scoring like filling the bucket, it's over. Like, this is done.
You're right. Christian Brown could have a big
he could.
March. And hopefully April, you know, 3-point, if he really becomes that, they look for him to take a lot more shots from three. I mean, he's taking a lot. I mean,
how good is he at creating his own, like not creating his own, but like, taking like a couple dribbles and shooting it.
Yeah. And he can do it off the pound, the bounce. He can do it off the dribble. Off, he can do it. Yeah, spot
off
up.
The bounce, three pointers. Like, we have never, that's not really been our offense, right? It's usually drive and kick type three pointers.
Yeah. I mean, the only player I can remember who did that really well was Devontae Graham, but you know, he was an All-American.
Yeah. Right.
And playing well in the NBA right now. Like, we're talking about a freshman who's fresh off of Blue Valley Northwest Huskies,
man. Christian Brown is going to be great. I was not sold early on, but I love this dude. He's going to be an awesome player for KU.
You know what I like about him? You know what, I was always sold. I was sold from the beginning, but you know what I really liked about him?
What?
This past weekend at K-State, he gets into it with the K-State student section.
Yes.
And they got so mad. He didn't even do that much with him, but like, they got so mad at him. They were like screaming for a technical.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's my dude.
That's my dude. That's what's up. I'm into that. Absolutely. A Kansas guy, right? And in front of the Kansas State crowd as a freshman, just putting it on him. Absolutely. And by the way, talk about putting it on him. Remember the first meeting of the KUK State game? That was his best game as a Jayhawk. Yeah. And so, I mean, who was the best player against K-State this year for KU? Dotson maybe one, and then Christian Brown. Absolutely. Christian Brown's the guy. All right.
It's not dope. It's Christian Brown. Yeah.
Christian Brown. All right, Andrew. Oh, we have two games left. We have TCU on Wednesday, senior night, as we talked about, when we go to Texas Tech on Saturday to close out the season. Ken Pom has this as a 94% chance to win against TCU. And a 65% chance to win against Texas Tech. What do you think about these two games? Let's start with TCU. Obviously, coming off a enormous win, that was a lot of fun. The timing was great. Right after our game, the game's over. We look down, and TCU has gone on a 13-1 run to take the lead against. A Baylor, and I had just come off this big win, right? Big betting win. And all I did was someone said, "Hey, turn to ESPN." And I turned to ESPN. I saw that Baylor had just gone down like 5 or 6 points. And I looked at, I immediately reflexively went to Bovada. I was like, "What's the live line?" And it was,
you lost it all back.
No. And I thought it was, 'cause it was Baylor +6.5. And I was like, oh, pound. I'm pounding that line. And then next thing you know, TCU goes on like another like 8-0 run. And they're up by like 13, right?
So you got them live line 6.5?
Yeah. And then it immediately goes up to like 9.5 because they're up by like 13. Remember at that point, they get up by double digits. And it's looking like, uh-oh, that was a dumb bet. And then
the last 2 minutes of that game was wild.
It was nuts. It was bonkers.
Yeah, and they ended up losing by three. Baylor ended up losing by three. I don't know how. They were down 10 with like 50 seconds left.
I know. It was from the gods. The gods were just shining down on me. they were just looking down on me after such a tough day. It was great. So it was the best of both worlds. I won my stupid bet and Baylor loses to put us in first place. And that was something. TCU looked good, man. Bane was playing great. Good for them to get a good win. They needed that. I mean, they're obviously not going to go to the tournament, but they needed something like that maybe they lock up an NIT bid now. I don't know.
They're a stretch to get into the tournament, but I'll say this. I do agree. Desmond Bane was amazing in that game from what I saw the last 30 minutes of it after switching over. But I just want to talk about their record real quick. They have some decent wins, so they beat Baylor. They've beaten Texas Tech. So that's
West
really
Virginia.
Their only
That'd be West Virginia.
Only good wins. So I mean, they've got a decent resume. If you remember, they never play anyone in the non-conference. They always seem to go undefeated in the non-conference. They didn't this year, but I just want to talk about their record. They're currently 16-13, which is not great. But if they win a couple games here, if they beat us, that would be a good win.
Good start.
And then if they beat Oklahoma, they're going to have a similar record to Texas Tech with as good or better wins. Texas Tech is being regarded right now as like a 7 seed, a 6 seed, all the way down to a 10 seed. So they're somewhere in there. So to transition into our next team we want to talk about, Texas Tech, which you have on Saturday, there's not that much difference if they can get a win at Allen Fieldhouse on Wednesday. They could, jump in there and possibly get a win and get a bid to the tournament. Texas Tech is currently 18-11 on a 2-game losing streak. But, Kevin, tomorrow they play at Baylor.
Yeah.
And then they play us at home.
Yeah.
So either they get a couple of those wins, which they really need, or they end the season on a 4-game losing streak. And, they're starting to ask themselves, what kind of resume do we have here?
Computers like them. They got a big win against Louisville and a neutral that looks real good. Andrew, you talk about Texas Tech versus TCU. The teams, the records are all looking similar, except for the fact that TCU beat Texas Tech by 46 points earlier this season. Remember?
There you go.
We were watching that game. Wasn't that the game we were all sitting in Johnny's? They won by 46 points over TCU. So that's
– there's a big little bit of difference there. But they also
bonkers.
They lost to TCU this year too.
Yeah. They lose by 11 to TCU, and then they beat them by 46. So crazy Big 12. But the point is the computers really like Texas Tech, and the computers really don't like TCU. That's the problem with
– I'm just saying TCU may have something to play for. And Texas Tech certainly has something to play for.
For sure.
If they're gonna try to get a good seed in the Big 12 tournament, you're not gonna get a great seed if you close out on a 4-game losing streak. So look for that game tomorrow against Baylor with Texas Tech. We get a couple days off rather than playing on a Monday. We play Wednesday, TCU. But what do you think? What do you think about this game on Saturday? Let's assume Doak does not play. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a coin flip.
Yeah,
I mean maybe even a favorite for Texas Tech if Doak's out. I mean, we're just a different team. It's just reality. The good news is we would have a very, very, very well-rested Silvio available for that game, who probably, will want to play well if he gets the opportunity. But at the same time, I mean, Texas Tech's no slouch, man. They are a pretty good team. They played us. They played us pretty darn close before, and what was that, a 3-point game at home? I mean, it was a close game. Yeah, 78-75. It was a close game before when we played them with a full complement of players. We go down there without Doak. I think that's a coin flip game. Hopefully we beat TCU and it doesn't matter. I mean, literally that game will not matter at all for us. One bit. I think we'd lock up the one seed and whatever you know, quadrant you want to put us in of the bracket. But frankly, I don't think if that game happened, would we even remember it? Because it won't matter. The only thing is, it would sure matter a lot for Texas Tech from a seeding standpoint. So they have a lot to play for, and frankly, we may not. So, we'll see. The only thing to say though is, if Baylor wins, and they're going into this playing for a share, you don't want to share that with Baylor, right? Like, we don't want to share this with Baylor. So there is something to be said for wanting to win that game and making sure that we win outright. So, it's not like we won't have anything to play for, but at the same time, it just won't matter. Like, in the grand scheme, man, you got your ring, you got your banner for the Big 12. All we're thinking about now is getting to the Final Four.
Absolutely. I think that's the ultimate goal. We've got a good shot to get a conference title, which is always nice, which is something we value very highly here. But, the goal is a national title this year. I think we've got the best team. We just got to do the right things to make sure that we are cutting down the nets in April, Kevin. Next week.
I have one more update.
Yeah.
On Doke Gate.
Oh, this is Doke Watch?
Doke Watch.
Doc Watch.
Doc Watch. Our guy, Gifhawk or Jifhawk, he changed it to a J because of
Twitter jail. See, is it Gif or Jif? Is it Doc or Doke?
So he said, "You and Scott Chasen are the only reason why I did that poll." Okay. He says, "You are the chronic E guys." So apparently, apparently just me and Scott Chasen.
Oh man, this is not just limited to two people. That's just what it is.
He said, "Two guys I respect and think are smarter than me." I wouldn't say that. Both.
You got to take that. You except, take that. Like,
well, yep. Yeah, except for what he said next. Both so very wrong about this one.
Mm-mm.
So listen, and he said, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't alone in my thinking. An update on that poll, by the way, 73% of Kansas fans with a bunch of votes say
of his followers. It's just his followers. He's probably been saying it to his people. They've gotten accustomed to it wrongly. This is not a representative sample. This is not a fair.
Should I do a poll? You want me to put a poll out there?
See, if we're going to have competing polls, if this is going to be like the Democratic.
Maybe average the polls, man. We're going to
link our
538.
Right. Yeah, there we go.
Real clear
pull out.
Real clear politics, man. You got to go to the average. You don't just go look at Marist.
Trust your leaked internal poll that's probably weighted heavily towards your candidate because you've asked in completely unfair questions and you've tainted the pool by saying it wrongly for the past 4 years to your own people. Yeah, I'm not going to trust your poll.
No, I ain't trusting the Des Moines Register poll if that's the only poll out there. I mean,
that's
listen.
That's a good one.
When they put it out, but that's an insider politics joke, different podcast. Andrew, I'm going to put a poll out there. I'm going to do it right now. Let's see how many votes we get before.
Is there a way to rig a Twitter poll? Can I buy Russian bots to vote in a poll?
Hang on. What should I say as the question? I'm going to put Doc or Doke.
Ooh.
What do I even put a question out there or do I try to freight? Do I try to, hey, it's Doke, right? Vote below.
Is that yeah. Right. There you go.
All right. Hey, it's Doke, right? Vote below.
Hold on. I'm going to pull this up. I'm going to be the first one to vote.
All right. I'm going to hit it right now. Ready? 1, 2, 3, tweet.
I'm going to influence the pool here.
All right. Get in there.
And
I need a vote. No votes yet.
And voted.
I need a vote.
100%. 100%.
100%. Click. Screenshot.
Screenshot.
Boom. Screenshot. Done.
Don't put the number of votes. Just screenshot it.
Done. 100%. Tweet that out right now. Conclusive evidence. Save to photos. Screenshot that. Go. All right, fellas. We are right as we thought. I'm going to put that out. Conclusive evidence and 100% fake news otherwise. All right, there we go. All right. This was good. Next week, this was good.
We will know the seeding of the Big 12 tournament. We will know the Big 12 award winners.
How about that?
Big 12 Player of the Year, Big 12 First Team, Second Team, and Defensive Team. Maybe
Player of the
third
Year?
Third team is just AP, right? We'll know that on Monday.
Yeah, I don't know.
And we'll know a little bit more about where we're going to be, whether we're going to be in line for that number one overall, what the Big 12 tournament's going to look like. It's going to be fascinating, Kevin. I'm excited for March. Like, this day, I've got to kind of relax a little bit about this K-State win yesterday. K-State's all about the regular season. That's a regular season game with a regular season team. Now we're focused on going forward, what this March team's going to look like. I feel good.
I feel good too, man. This is as we talked about this last time. This is as good as I've felt. Now we need to get healthy, right? We need to get healthy. I know apparently Dotson and Garrett are limping around too. Everybody's got their boots on. We need to get those boots. Keep those boots on as long as you possibly can. Shed those boots and go play. And I cannot wait to see what happens in March, man. This team is a lot of fun. Kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, we knew this was going to be a really good team, but there were a lot of pieces that had not fit together yet. Right. And it's fit together really well. And we said this before the season started, Bill Self was telling people, and everyone's heard this story and cause it's gotten around all over the place, but I've heard it from three different people who said, Bill Self said, enjoy this year, enjoy this season. Cause it's going to be a blast. And then I do not know what's going to happen afterwards. Right. So let's enjoy this season. Let's bring home a banner. Suck in all of this right now, right? Suck in all this one seed, going to the tournament, excited, don't have a postseason ban feeling, right?
Hey, let's not talk about that.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Cause you never know. You never know. All right, Andrew, let's get out of here. Hopefully coming off of two wins and talking about a 17-1 record in the Big 12, another banner going up and a lot more to come next week. So stick with us. If you want to reach out to us, if you want to vote in our poll, just make sure you do it right. It's Doke, D-O-K-E. You can find me on Twitter at Jayhawk Talk. You can find Andrew voting in polls at Sherlock Hoops. Come hit us up, and if you haven't, please go out to iTunes or your podcatcher of choice and leave us a rating. Leave us a 5-star rating. Leave us a review. It's that time of year again. We really want to get the podcast out to a lot of listeners. People get real jacked about KU Hoops this time of year, and they should, and we are too, which is why we're podcasting again. We can't wait to get it out to more folks, and we look forward to chatting with you again next Sunday on the Jayhawk Talk podcast. Hey, Rock Chalk. But I say we the greatest. Team Doke. That's why they try to knock us down and always seem to hate us. That's why they talk about us. They know they can never fade us. It's tradition and that Kansas pride that has truly made us. They know just how we feel. They know at Allen Field that we gon' keep it real. Shout out to Bill. This for them fans that waited off in them long lines, camped out before the games, and they stayed a long time. Every dollar that we spend just to watch our team win, on a Jayhawk shirt or a new clean Benz with a sticker on the back with the K and the U. Yeah, baby, that'll make you say, ooh. We at the top of the top, just like we should be. Started from the bottom, thanks to what James could see. Dr. Naismith made a game for man, changed lives for the players, and did the same for the fans. Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks. And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, this baby. For my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Years that we've been cheering, everything that we've been hearing, all them spreads that we've been clearing, never been no team we fearing, and look how Bill got us steering, all them tournaments appearing with no team that's interfering, 9 times get to cheering with them banners held high and the crowd going wild, night before the final four, you can't even sleep now, yeah we at the peak now, we can't even leap down, March Madness, man, we've been waiting weeks now, if you a Hawks fan, go ahead and hold
hold them ones high. Shout out to the booster showing love and the alumni. I'm speaking for the fans, even though I'm just one guy. We appreciate the love, love won't run dry. Imagine the state of Kansas with no Jayhawks. That's like having no streets but trying to jaywalk. They see us as support and we see them on the court. So we keep it loud and do our best so we don't come up short. We win together and we lose together. But win or lose, we still booze together. Struggles in my life will change me as a man. But one thing that'll never change, I'll be a Jayhawk fan.
I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces. I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces.
It's for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. It's for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. It's for my Jayhawk fans, for my